I'm Mickey Onwadinjo, editorial assistant for SearchCIO MidMarket.com's Women in IT series. I have here Carolyn Layton, founder, CEO, and chairman of WITI, Women in Technology International. Carolyn Layton founded WITI in 1989 to help women advance by providing access to and support from other professional women working in all sectors of technology across the globe. Today, we are here to answer an age-old question: why aren't there enough women in IT? In recent years, numbers have been declining, and very few women reign at the top of the IT totem pole. But out of the thousands and millions of women who make strides in technology, where is their voice? Do you think IT and STEM occupations need a female perspective?
I think everything needs a female perspective, because we do, as women, look at things differently. And it's like all the companies that have all men on their board of directors, they're leaving out half of their market and target population, both in terms of employees and in terms of people, vendors, in terms of business partners. It's absurd to have any group in today's world that is singularly men or women.
What exactly is the secret to making yourself heard in a male-dominated occupation?
We all know that there are still lots of companies like Google and Apple that are great in terms of what they do, but they're really tough environments for the women who work there. So women, we find at our conferences every year, who work in technology companies especially, but in lots of companies, are asking us that question all the time. My experience is that you are most likely to be heard in any situation when you frame what you're thinking about before you discuss what you're going to discuss. You share why you're going to ask the question or discuss a certain point. And my reference point for that is to read The Art of Negotiation by Nuremberg. I think the biggest mistake men and women make when they're in any kind of meeting, job interview, etc., is they come at the discussion from a very me-centric point of view. It's critical, before you enter any meeting, to really think about what the people in the meeting care about, what is important to them, and how you can contribute to what they're working on, because then they're much more likely to hear you and enter into a shared discussion.
What specifically can CIOs and senior leadership do to ensure that women in their IT organizations are being valued and heard?
I think it's imperative that leadership of every organization, CIOs and otherwise, make it clear that they are committed to building a very diverse team of leaders. I know that the top leaders of every company set the tone for how the people reporting to them are going to see their priorities. And it is through demonstrating that there are women at every level in the organization who, when they're in meetings, are taken very seriously, are promoted and rewarded for their contributions. Once men in an organization see their top leaders really taking women in that organization seriously at every level of the organization, a shift occurs everywhere. So it's creating a culture of inclusion.
On the behalf of SearchCIO, MidMarket.com, I would like to thank Carolyn Layton and WITI for giving a voice to women in technology everywhere. This problem, it's not a man's job and it's not a woman's job. It's everyone's business to make the culture of IT a well-rounded and equal occupation for all.